the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. How are you guys feeling today?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good.
Good. Kind of a brisk morning.
A little bit, yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that, yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Roll the windows down on the way to work today.
Did you?
Hell yeah.
Soak up some of that fresh air.
Let the hair blow.
Until I drove past two contractors who were up really early. Mm-hmm. About to go work in somebody's backyard that were smoking, I guess, the largest cigarettes that have ever been invented.
Oh, the worst.
I mean, I'm driving by and I just get a car full of smoke. I'm like, what? So much for that fresh air this morning.
Uh-huh.
Whatever. Well, some good news and some bad news to start the show today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
How about we start off with some bad news today, Dave?
This is exceptionally bad news in almost every way for one woman who is Amber Lewis, 33 years old. Called in a fake burglary at her home near Montgomery, Alabama, last Wednesday morning because she thought her husband was cheating on her.
Mm.
Which he was.
Okay.
Okay.
She wanted the cops to scare him or interrupt all of the sexy stuff that was going on. And she may have also known that there's drugs in the house, so wanted to get him busted.
Okay.
Because cops found marijuana and cocaine.
Okay.
And so the husband and mistress got arrested. And you're like, all right.
Okay.
If you're Amber Lewis, that's pretty successful.
That's such a dick move.
It is a dick move. But
bad news for the husband and for the mistress.
Sure.
Unfortunately, some of the drugs were Amber's because she's also facing drug charges.
What, did she have her name on them?
I don't know, right?
This belongs to Amber.
Amber's cocaine. Don't snort, mistress.
It's like when you take your brown bag lunch to school and your mom writes your name on it.
Well, they charged her with drug charges and also a charge of calling in a false report.
Good.
Because cops found
bad
drugs.
Karma.
In her 5-year-old kid's bedroom.
Oh my God.
Now take your kids away.
Tacked on a child endangerment charge. And it's not clear how much jail time she's looking at, but cops were especially angry over the false report because it dragged them away from a small fire at a nearby school.
Ooh. Ooh.
Luckily, no one was hurt.
Okay, well, that's good in that particular case.
Why doesn't she just do like the good old fashioned way, just, you know, beat up the mistress?
Yeah, just
like barge in.
Yeah, barge in with a mini baseball bat.
Yeah.
Call her a home wrecker. Take a couple swipes at the old kneecap. Just the old fashioned way of dealing with things.
Or just go bang all his friends.
Yes, that's also a great way of getting back at him.
Or there's a billion different ways where you don't prevent a school from getting the proper attention that it needs when it's being burnt to the ground.
I will say that her husband, especially blazing, though, I mean, to have the drugs in the house and bring the mistress back to the house where she's aware of what's going on.
Yeah, that's why they have Red Roof Inns, man.
Right?
Spring for it.
They have motels by the hour, bro.
Treat yourself.
Well, some good news today. Okay. And as I said, the bad news is especially bad. The good news.
What do we got?
Especially good. There are now Crocs, the very popular shoe.
The shoe?
That come with a mini fanny pack attached.
How?
People that wear Crocs, they're trolling us, aren't they?
Crocs are comfortable.
Yeah.
I know they're comfortable.
I've never worn them, but I've heard that. That is very
comfortable. Their whole thing, right? Is that they're comfort, so comfortable that you don't give a damn what you look like.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not only are they comfortable, but they're easy to clean. They're reasonably priced. They last forever.
Don't you have a pair?
I may or may not own a pair of Crocs.
Of course you do.
Don't judge me.
Are those your cruising shoes?
No, I've got some other.
You have different
boat,
cruising
I got boat shoes.
You have boat shoes.
Okay.
I wore them out.
Literal boat shoes.
Yeah,
all right.
Literal boat shoes. Shoes that I wear without socks. Crocs you can also wear without socks.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is, you know, I used to be adamantly opposed to until I discovered the Crocs that you were able to wear them without socks, because if you wear like your Nikes without socks, your feet end up smelling like just straight up booty.
And then, just all sweaty.
Just
and
straight boot.
Yeah.
Well, the infamous Crocs has teamed up with Beams to bring you Crocs with fanny packs. It gives shoe fanatics all of the comfort and style of the original Crocs. Now with a place to store your keys, cash, cards, firearms, and other personal items.
If you see a bodybuilder walking around with Crocs with a
fanny pack.
A little fanny pack.
He's got a gun.
There's a gun in there.
Yeah, or a biker with the fanny pack. Gun for sure.
You gotta say something to a biker, or you're gonna come at me because I, you know, enjoy the life of leisure.
Uh-huh.
But you're gonna say something to a biker who's wearing Crocs with the fanny pack.
No,
actually, the biker with Crocs, like, what?
That's gonna be the Hells, or not the Hells Angels, whatever that show is. The
Sons of Anarchy.
Sons of Anarchy sequel.
Hells Angels.
Sons of Crocs?
Yes.
Sons of
Crocs.
X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
I mean, I probably wouldn't mess with the Sons of Crocs.
Hell no, you wouldn't. Yeah,
scary as hell, man.
Yeah. One percenters. Watch yourself.
So comfortable until you mess with me.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hello, everyone. Can we all just put our heads together and compile the list of top five forms of potatoes? Mashed, baked, gratin, skinned, french fries, whatever. Let's do the top five.
Message deleted.
All right. So top five, I would say coming in at number five for me would be mashed potatoes.
Really?
Well, baked potatoes first.
What about twice baked potatoes?
Yeah, it's all the same.
Twice no, it's not. Potato. Those are two completely different forms of potato.
Is it softer? Right.
Twice baked potato is like a potato with mashed potatoes inside of it, but with even more sort of sides and stuff.
All right. So we'll just call it baked potatoes, mashed potatoes, au gratin potatoes, french fries, number one, tater tots. That's my top five.
I totally forgot about tater tots.
Tater tots are the best.
I'm going to go my number one, mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes, number one.
I'm going number one, mashed potatoes.
I mean, if you get the exact right mix of butter.
The consistency?
Like creamy, but not too creamy where it's sloppy.
I'm usually in charge of the mashed potatoes.
That's your thing?
Around Thanksgiving and Christmas.
That's a big responsibility.
My mom makes them, but then I'm in charge of like warming them up.
You carry them to the table?
What
a big boy you are now.
I'm in charge of the butter. To put in there.
Okay.
I will put in like three whole sticks
of butter.
Because that's just make it, you know, when they see me do it, they're like, nah, man.
No, it's doing healthy.
Way too much. And then you bite into those buttery-ass mashed potatoes.
Oh, yes.
Delicious. I will say, I will agree that I feel like tater tots, vastly underrated in the world of potatoes.
Yep.
What about a potato salad?
Leave this room.
I'm just trying to think of a different way of potatoes.
Right now, that's not.
Sorry, old girl. You got to come with me behind the shed.
No, I'm just wondering. I want to mention potato salad.
Because potato salad doesn't even need to be anywhere close.
Mashed potatoes.
That's definitely not top five. Not even top ten.
That's the worst.
Mashed potatoes, your number one?
Yeah. Potato salad is the worst form of potatoes.
It's up there.
The worst.
It's up there.
I'll stand by that.
Just got a bunch of like celery and whatever that yellow mustardy garbage is on top.
Blech. Blech. Blech.
Blech. Please leave a message after the tone.
So every day there seems to be a new scandal going on within the realm of celebrity. You guys are old. What was your favorite celebrity scandal? It's not really a scandal, but I miss William Hung. That guy was boss.
Message deleted.
First off, calling us old seems kind of unnecessary. Could have just been like, you guys are experienced or you guys are wise.
You've seen a lot.
Yeah.
You've been
seasoned,
around the block.
Yeah.
You guys are seasoned.
I don't know if I have a favorite celebrity scandal. They all just seem so empty to me.
Yeah.
Kind of the same.
I feel like most celebrity scandals are pretty vapid and empty for the most part. The ones I remember are OJ and Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
That's about it.
The ones that I tend to like.
I don't like
the best,
those.
Hugh Grant?
I remember
are the ones that have a sex tape involved.
Hugh Grant, not bad.
Hugh Grant had a sex tape?
Well, he hooked up with Divine Brown when he got busted soliciting a lady of the evening.
That's right. You're like, you're Hugh Grant, man. Like,
he was on top of the world.
You're like one of the biggest celebrities in the world.
Good-looking guy, got the British accent.
All kinds of money.
Yeah.
And you're out there like...
And he was with Elizabeth Hurley.
At her peak.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like Elizabeth Hurley is always one of the most beautiful women in the world.
And her
Instagram. But that was like the absolute peak Elizabeth Hurley.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just goes to show you, man. We men are dumb as hell.
We are dumb as hell, man. You can have it all and you still want more.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always thought
Brown was hot, though.
I guess when you're at that point, though, you're probably not paying for the actual act of it. You're paying for them to be discreet and to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because he's not like having a hard time getting laid.
That, yeah.
But, you know. There comes a point in the night where you're like, I don't actually want, like, to, I don't like you.
You did your service.
Could you just go? And that's probably why he's out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only thing that makes sense, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Because, man, you really blew that one.
Well, he turned it around. He's still one of the biggest, like, you know, stars in the world.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That didn't, like, ruin his
life. He was in Love Actually, Dave.
Oh, okay.
Were they married?
I think they were just dating.
Yeah, I think they were dating. No,
please leave a message after the tone.
Are you the kind of person who will throw out the whole drink if you find a small bug in it? Or do you just kind of dig your finger in there, fish it out, and continue on drinking?
Message deleted.
Depends on the bug.
Depends
really?
On
the, if it's a fruit fly, I don't care.
It depends on the drink, too.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's like a full fly.
I found a spider in a beer once.
And you fished
my
it
God.
Out?
No, he drank the spider.
No, I did.
That's how he got his unsuperpowers.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Yeah, that killed it for me.
It's this really weird superpower now where he's always muttering to himself, with great power comes no responsibility.
Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, man. Somebody just texted us on the Centennial Toyota text line. Number one by far, crispy breakfast potatoes with nice country gravy on top. We forgot about hash browns.
It was, yeah.
But those aren't a top three. They're up there. They're good.
I don't know, man.
Hash browns top five, I think you make an argument
I think he's talking about crispy
no,
breakfast
he is,
potatoes.
I'm switching it here, and I'm saying, what about hash browns? Like, you get a Waffle House covered, chunked, diced.
You're going to get stabbed by the felon working
worth
the grill.
It.
Yeah,
smoking
but,
that cigarette down.
As long as I don't bleed out before I finish these delicious hash browns, I'm cool.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So Amazon is now saying that they're going to bring one-day delivery to Prime members.
Okay.
So things are getting more serious. It has been 2 days traditionally,
yes.
And
yeah.
Now it's 1 day.
But that's
that
great
looking
for people
at.
Who are impatient and they want their stuff now.
That would be, I think, pretty much everyone. Mm-hmm. The company hopes that cutting delivery times in half will make the $119 a year Prime membership more attractive, since other online stores offer free deliveries in 2 days as well. Amazon didn't say when the change is coming for U.S. Prime membership, but it will happen. They said Thursday that in the past month, it has been increasing its selection of items eligible for one-day deliveries. In some countries, such as the U.K., Prime members are already offered the one-day shipping. What I'm really hoping that this leads to, because I'm an Amazon Prime member, I love it, order all kinds of stuff through Amazon, but I really, really love the videos of the frustrated delivery drivers, like taking poops in people's driveways.
That's
and stuff.
That's insane.
Because they pop up all of the time with all of these cameras that are everywhere, with the Ring cameras and everything else. We're starting to see more and more of it, and I would be furious if that happened at my house.
Uh-huh.
But I really enjoy it when it happens to somebody else,
with somebody else's stuff.
And so I'm really hoping, like, even when the videos where they just come up and just like chuck the package at the front door and take a picture and storm off, I find joy in that.
You're looking forward to more of those.
This is an increase in that. Yes,
I don't think anybody's going to complain going from 48 hours down to 24 hours, except for the people who probably work for Amazon, just because the amount of work that it's going to take to get that done is going to be a lot.
Yeah, you now have literally half the time.
I would like to see, you know, the people who are working for Amazon to be fairly compensated for the amount of hours, because we've heard pretty bad stories about people who are working in those Amazon warehouses, man. It's
yeah, they're working them hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So United Airlines, Delta, and American Airlines all have now seat back cameras. We talked about this a couple of months ago when the story came out. Nobody likes this. This is a terrible idea. And immediately there's blowback. And so everyone's like, oh, well, we're not going to turn the cameras on. They're just there. And you're like, can you imagine if you, Mahoney, were an attractive young lady? Like, already you have to deal with people creeping on you all the time. But now when you sit down on a 4 or 5 hour flight, if you're sitting there sleeping,
and
you know,
weird.
Your mouth is open, you're drooling, or you're picking your nose, and there's like some creep.
Unflattering angle, too.
Or like you're just adjusting your bra, and like there's just some creep that's reviewing that, too. You're like, stop it. Like, we already have enough cameras on us. And so all three of those major airlines are saying that they're going to take steps to cover the camera on the back of the seats, including some of the airlines just saying that they're just going to
put tape.
Put a sticker over it. Yep.
Okay. I mean, maybe when you're flying, do something along those lines. But if we've learned anything from big companies, they just cannot be trusted. Look at what Facebook has done with your privacy.
Yeah.
It's completely eroded.
Amazon that we were just talking about. How the Echoes, they employ thousands of people to listen to the conversations that they record in your house.
You can go back and listen to them, too. That's the creepy part about all of that. I mean, anytime, you know, we joke for years about, oh, our phone's listening, ha, ha, ha. I wonder, you know.
Oh, Instagram's listening. That's why I got this ad for a Butterfinger all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Oh,
God.
Yeah.
Well, now
I'm going to get Butterfinger
ads.
And I know that you can't resist them.
Oh, they're so good.
Yeah.
They're so good.
Evil.
Ah, damn.
So I've had a long-standing stance here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show that space sucks.
We and Sylvia and I would disagree with you because you're stupid.
The only thing good about space is...
Did he got you?
Steve Buscemi didn't die. No, remember he got back up with a prostitute.
With a stripper.
Yeah. He made it back?
Yeah, he made it back.
It's been minutes since I've seen Armageddon.
the chief of NASA has said that it's entirely possible that a major asteroid could crash into Earth during our lifetime.
That's why we're working on space defense. That's why NASA's working on, like, finding ways to protect us from giant asteroids that are hurling through space that we can blow up.
Does it suck that Elon Musk is going to become the grand czar of the entire planet when he saves the Earth?
He's not going to save the Earth. He's too busy smoking weed with Joe Rogan, man.
Talking about Harambe.
I feel like he's going to blaze towards his personal spaceship with flamethrowers on the front.
Elon Musk has gone off the deep end. That guy had a ton of potential, and he has just fallen into the trap of the internet, man. Like, he's become a caricature of himself. And also, let me just address why you say space sucks.
Space sucks.
You know why space doesn't suck? Because you know what? Like, what do you want more than anything? Wouldn't you love it if you didn't have neighbors directly on you? Wouldn't you love it if you like your own personal space? Space is good. Space, as in outer space, is vast, which is going to give us the ability to have more space so we're not stacked upon each other for the rest of eternity. Man.
No, I don't want to be. If I wanted no one around me, I would just go to Montana. Like, I don't want
that. No, you wouldn't. It's cold
there. I like other people.
It's cold in Montana.
It's not that cold in Montana. Really? I would go to rural Nevada.
Oh, you like
California.
You like other people.
Middle California.
When it's squatters who are doing meth next to you. Okay. I like other people.
Well, yeah.
But those kind of people.
I don't want meth heads living next door to my children.
Oh, it's only specific types of people. Okay, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. I will double down here. Uh-huh. I like being around people unless they are meth heads squatting.
Meth.
Hey, are you guys smoking meth? Fearless, quit it.
OBC 2019, Night 2, June 7th, live at the Chelsea inside the Cosmopolitan. Featured artist, ex-ambassadors.
Next to a meth house.
Meth house.
Meth house.
Seriously, on the subtle.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I'm curious your thoughts on this, Mahoney. Is it more important to know what you're really good at in life, you know, find your passion, if you will, and then chase it, or to know what you're not good at?
I feel like it's more important to know what you're not good at.
Because we see it all the time, right? Whether it's the auditions on one of those singing shows where somebody shows up and has no idea that they're terrible
at
singing.
Just tone deaf.
Yeah.
In so many ways.
Missing the mark entirely and then stunned when somebody calls them out on it. You see people at the dance club every time that you go there. Somebody out there trying to cut a rug that has
zero
no
rhythm.
Yeah, just terrible.
I mean, I'm not mad at those guys or gals who are out there living their best life trying to get a little bump and grind on, Dave.
Okay.
That's not as bad. But, like, if you see me at, like, the gym and I'm trying to, like, power lift, that's something I should not be doing.
Knowing your limitations is important. And one of those limitations is for people to be the influencer or the inspirational source for others online. How many people do you see faking that they are a social media influencer on a daily basis?
I just saw one right now.
On your phone?
During the break,
I thought you
were looking at me. I'm like, no. The last thing I want to be is an influencer.
They
trust me.
Just buy that one piece thong bathing suit for the summer accents his cheeks.
And I do have some new tummy tea that I'm selling.
It's totally not a diuretic and going to really make you poop forever.
It's really a laxative, but it works.
Yeah.
But this segment is called Wise Words from the Web, and it's people that are trying to inspire others, even though perhaps they shouldn't be, because many of them don't really have their lives together. That doesn't stop them, because all they want to do is inspire. Again, Wise Words from the Web on today's Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
It's time to get motivated. The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents Wise Words from the Web.
Are you wasting your life? Well, what do you plan to do today? You know, if I gave you a gift and you didn't even open the package and use it, that would be considered ungrateful. Well, you woke up, you're healthy. What are you planning to do today? You don't know. Quit wasting your life and then wonder why you're bored. You only get what you plan to go after. Don't waste your life.
Climb that mountain to wrestle the bear. It's all about the low-hanging fruit. We need to grab it and eat it. You're all brave and courageous warriors. So, teamwork.
What?
Collaboration. Value. Brainstorm. Groupthink. Don't be a social loafer.
Now I'm here to motivate you to change your life. Oh, what's that? You got fired from your job and you might get evicted? You know what happened to me this morning? My barista put 3 sugars in my coffee when I specifically asked for 2. Oh, what's that? Your girlfriend left you? My girlfriend bought me an iPhone XS when I specifically asked her for a XS Max. Again, you don't see me complaining. Oh, what's that? Your dog got hit by a car? Instead of crying about it, here's what you need to do. You need to go out and get a better dog. A dog that's like car proof. You need to get a dog that cars are afraid of. When a car sees your dog, even if the person isn't turning the steering wheel, you want that car to like go the other way and warn its car friends, because that's how tough and badass your dog is. You gotta do healthy stuff like eating green foods. I'm talking broccoli, bananas when they're green, that's when it has the most health juice in it. So what have we learned today? You need to take control over your life.
That was another motivating edition of Dave and Mahoney's Wise Words from the Well.
KXTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Live from the Dollar Loan Center, don'tbebroke.com studios. Your home for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show and Real Alternative. X107.5.
Well, I'm fired up. That worked.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Hey, man, I don't know why everyone's hating on this guy. He's just trying to get his hands on a little bit of scratch.
What happened?
A Wyoming man shoplifted at a store and applied for a job, cops say. Police in northern Wyoming say a man was allegedly shoplifting at the same time, twice in one day. He also asked to fill out a job application during one of those visits. The 36-year-old man was at the Sportsman's Warehouse in Gillette and bought some items with a rewards card, but allegedly took some sunglasses and ammunition without paying for those items. Police say he returned to the store a few hours later, asked to fill out a job application, and then stole 2 more pair of sunglasses without paying for them.
Dave, he's just testing their security, you know? It's like when hackers try to hack into big mainframes of major corporations to exploit the weaknesses, and then they tell them what the weaknesses are so they get the job. Mm-hmm, you know, I feel like that's what he was doing at Sportsman's Warehouse. There's a clear vulnerability with their sunglasses.
Or was he trying to look fly with those sunglasses for the job?
I don't know if you need 3 pairs of sunglasses to look fly.
Yeah, one pair on your face.
One pair on the back of the head.
Back of the head, yeah. And one on top of the hat.
On the hat, yeah.
So, yeah. I feel like that's the trifecta.
If you have 3 pairs of sunglasses on, you just come in and throw a handful of bullets onto the counter. Be like, I'd like a job, please. How could they say no?
Hired on the spot.
Sir, you belong here at Sportsman's Warehouse in Gillette,
Wyoming.
You're
Sportsman's Warehouse material, sir. Here's the keys to the register.
So you remember that large flightless bird that killed the guy?
It's a horrible story, man.
Yeah, it killed a 75-year-old guy in Florida. And you'd think, generally, kind of the rule is an animal kills a person and it gets put down.
Traditionally,
because
yes.
Because that's kind of the hierarchy of the way that things work.
Yeah.
Nope. They're gonna auction it off. They're going to auction the killer cassowary off, according to the Facebook post that they put up on the Gulf Coast Livestock Auction Facebook page.
And are they going to give the money to his family?
Yeah. Does not say anything about that. The animals being auctioned include 2 double wattle wassaries and 5 ring-tailed and ruffled lemurs.
Okay.
I like a lemur, too. Yeah, lemurs.
The buyers must be licensed to possess such animals.
Oh, I got to have a license to own a lemur?
Yep. It's a lemur license, obviously.
Well, the government has gone too far, I'll tell you that much.
A woman has been arrested after she allegedly published photos of her ex-boyfriend's dong and demanded cash to stop. Brianna Dean has been arrested after she reportedly stole the man's phone and posted the pictures of his junk on his own social media pages.
Oh, no.
A 24-year-old was attempting to extort money out of the man by sharing these snaps online. She's been held on charges of extortion after being arrested in Newport Richey, Florida. The man, who is not identified in court papers, is believed to have been in a relationship with the mom of 3. The court complaint reads, the woman used the victim's old phone to access his social media and send the pictures. She then changed all of his passwords so he couldn't go in and delete the posts. Of course, embarrassing enough unless, you know, you got it going on, in which case you're like, yeah, it's fine.
That could be any dong USA. Again, when it comes to taking risque photos, no identifying things in the background, and no facial identification.
No face.
Or tattoos, if you got tattoos that are easily identified, because that could be any dong USA.
Right.
And if it's not, you know, I mean, it depends on what you're, you know.
What you're packing.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it could be a good thing for your social life. But also, why are you trying to blackmail the guy?
Two more stories that come to us from Florida. This one, St. Petersburg. A resident by the name of Brittany Klein woke up in the middle of the night on November 20th after her cat was startled. When I opened my eyes, I could see the shadow of a man standing at the end of my bed.
Oh, hell no.
He was standing perfectly still. I said, hello. And when I said hello, he very slowly dropped to the ground. Klein flipped on the lights and noticed a man crouched on the foot of her bed, petting her cat. When she told him to leave, he complied. The intruder, later identified as Jasper Florenza, had climbed over a baby gate to exit Klein's bedroom, allowed police to pull a fingerprint off of a bedroom door frame. The man attempted to return to her home the following night and was promptly arrested. He now faces charges of burglary and resisting an officer without violence. He swears he was just breaking into her house to pet her cat.
Because that's better. Better excuse.
I feel like that's somehow even creepier.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to ask you.
Just break in and steal all my stuff. Like, don't break in and look at me and pet my cat, you weirdo.
Yeah, nah. Stop that.
And finally, a Key West woman caused a crash on US 1 on Thursday evening when she had a blood alcohol content of more than three times the legal limit.
So at least a 0.24?
Yep, it was a 0.26.
Okay.
The woman, 31-year-old Tana Ray, who was listed as a bartender, was arrested just before 6 p.m. after police say that she caused a two-vehicle crash. She was in her Toyota and struck a Hyundai. They took a blood alcohol sample and they said, wait a minute, you're way above the legal limit. She said she was emotional because she had just picked up her cat's ashes.
Oh, no.
Her cat had recently died. And she had one glass of Chardonnay sometime in the afternoon. Okay. And that's why her blood alcohol level registered at
0.26. 0.26. Three times the legal limit.
Yeah, so she was sobbing as they said, well, you caused an accident, so we're going to have to take you to jail. And they promptly took her to jail where she vomited in a trash can.
Like, I know you're supposed to pour out, you know, some liquor for your dead homies. Was she pouring out, like, a whole bottle of Chardonnay into her mouth for your dead cat?
My cat!
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So the question that we have for you today, and you can text us at 73100 on social media at Dave Mahoney, is, have you ever lost a finger, a foot, an arm, a leg, or know someone who has? How did it go down?
Any appendage.
Yeah. Malia said, my dad lost the top of his pointer finger when he worked at a mill, sawed it right off. When we were little and we'd get in trouble, he'd point at us with his stub, and then we'd laugh and get in more trouble.
Oh, man. That's cold-blooded.
Jennifer, when our daughter was seven, she slammed our son's finger in the sliding glass door and sliced that blanker right off. God. He was 1 year old at the time.
Oh, you were the worst.
No, we never had a chance.
Oh, that is horrible.
Missy said, got my finger cut off being slammed in a door as well. They were able to sew it back on, thankfully.
There is something that is, if you've never got your hand caught in a door, you just feel like you have dodged a major bullet. Like, as a kid, the Dodge Caravan sliding door was my nemesis. Like, I'm shocked I still have all my digits.
Even the when automatic windows really became normal in every car. Like, you ever get your fingers caught? Yeah. Like, you're like, yeah!
Before they had the automatic stop or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Hurts so bad. Would you ever just roll your fingers up in there to see how bad it would hurt? Because I did that.
Yeah, I did that a couple times.
Why are we so stupid? We're so stupid.
Kim said, my son used to work on one of those big wind turbines in Wyoming. He was doing maintenance and his glove got caught in part of it and took the end of his finger off.
Oh, lucky.
Yeah, well, lucky indeed, because you go to Twitter here and Bain said, my grandpa at 19 lost his entire left hand in a combine accident. A corn cob was stuck. He reached in to jar it loose. Big mistake. It grabbed his hand, pulled it in, and took it off just above the wrist.
Oh.
Not too many people even knew him with his hand. Very few pictures of him with it.
That's kind of a bummer.
Do you get a hook?
You get a hook.
You get a hook.
It's the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Scare the hell out of everybody, man.
Well, the reason we're talking about this today is because I heard a story about my former college roommate who lost something in a terrible accident, and I'll share that with you right after 21 Pilots and Ride, X107.5.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So this past week, I was in Nashville for the NFL Draft, and I saw an old college buddy there that works on the same type of events like that, and he was telling me about a mutual friend of ours. So this guy used to be my roommate back in college, and then he was also his roommate for a short spell as well, and he's like, did you hear what happened to Chad? And I'm like, no, what happened to Chad?
Is his name actually Chad?
His name is actually
Chad.
Not
Chad. Chad.
I'm not changing his name. His real name is Chad.
And of course, this is something that would happen to a Chad. Chad.
Yes, like every Chad out there, you know that you're trouble. And maybe you straighten things up, but you certainly used to be a handful. Mm-hmm. I've never met a like laid back, cool,
Dr.
reasonable.
Chad.
Like, I don't know any Dr. Chads. I'm like, no, I didn't hear what happened to Chad. But just to give you a little bit of a backstory on Chad. He was the roommate that used to drink too much and do too many drugs. Uh-huh. And he would fall asleep on the couch with the beer on his shoulder. Do you remember this guy?
Yes.
So he'd pass out on the couch in the living room with a beer on his shoulder. He'd wake up, look over, see his beer, grab it, take a pull, put it back in his shoulder, and pass back out.
Way better
he was
than
that
a parrot.
Guy. And I'm... Indeed. I'm thinking that part of the reason why Chad was having such a hard time is because he had been dating this girl named Julie who lived right next door to us in the house. So there's three girls that lived in the house next door to us where there was three guys. And they'd been dating for several years, which when you're in high school and college...
That's forever.
That's like, I'm going to marry this person type of thing.
It is
for whatever reason, they broke up. And Chad's room was in the middle of the house, and my room was in the front of the house, and our other roommate, John, his room was in the back of the house. Well, Chad and Julie had a falling out for a short time, and John, the other roommate, and Julie started hooking up. Well, again, my room, front of the house, John's room, back of the house, I could very clearly hear what was happening on a loud and daily basis, and Chad's room was in between. In fact, they shared a wall, so I'm thinking that kind of like helped him to spiral a bit. So Chad was always the one who had a lot of problems with alcohol and drugs, and he just pushed things a little bit too far.
Okay.
It went beyond being fun.
That's sad.
So when Derek said, did you hear what happened to Chad? I was like, it's got to be something crazy. He lives in Oklahoma, I guess, now. I haven't talked to him in years, but he's like, Chad lost an arm.
How did he lose an
arm? I'm like, how do you lose an arm? He's like, I guess Chad had been drinking one night, and he decided to get behind the wheel. Ugh. Obviously a huge mistake. And he was getting off of an exit.
Uh-huh.
And he was smoking a cigarette with his left arm out the window.
Okay.
And ran in one of those metal exit 23 or whatever it is signs.
With his arm out the window?
With his arm out the window.
No.
I guess just drifted and cut his arm off. And so I'm like, oh my God, he just lopped his whole arm off? Is he okay? He's like, yeah, but here's the crazy thing.
How do you not bleed out?
He didn't even call 911. He called his dad. He's like, Dad, I messed up. And so he calls his dad, who races over there. He's like, what is going on? And Chad's sitting there smoking a cigarette with the other hand.
How do you...
Holding his arm. His arm.
How do you light the cigarette?
That's a fantastic...
Put your mouth in your mouth.
So he's holding his arm
and
a cigarette. So he's like...
Is he holding his arm like a cigarette?
maybe he put the cigarette in the... the arm that had been detached.
That's horrible.
It's not funny. I mean, it's kind of funny.
I mean, if you were drunk, man, this is
something
that's coming to you.
Like Mahoney said, how did he not bleed out?
There's arteries in there. Did he tourniquet the thing off? Did he have the? I have no idea.
Because we
tried to call Chad the other night when I first heard this story. You know, because we'd had a couple of drinks and we're just sharing the story. I'm like, I can't believe it. We have to call him right now, and he didn't answer. And I assume he was trying to, he just couldn't because he's rooting around for it. Anyway, long story short, I guess after this, Chad found Jesus because, you know, like...
That's a moment that's probably
rock bottom right there.
Yeah. You lose an arm while driving.
That is
insane. And then you don't go to the hospital.
And you're holding your arm. Like, I can't imagine what that did.
They
couldn't reattach it.
Well, maybe
because
he took a little bit too long.
And so now, probably.
You know?
Maybe if he'd actually called the ambulance, they could have done something about it. But now...
Is that what you have to look forward to as a father? Your kid calling you from the side of the road. I just lost my arm.
That's got to be heartbreaking for the
dad.
Yeah,
it's
got
to be tough. Thankfully, it was his left arm, though, because if you can imagine if that was the dominant hand.
If you find your arm.
Retrain.
It
doesn't work.
If you lose your arm in an accident like that, Do you stuff it?
You mount it on the wall?
Yes.
Like it's a bass?
Like taxidermy?
I am straight up taxidermy to that arm.
It's the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Do you pose it?
Yeah. Like, thumbs up.
Thumbs up?
I think you go thumbs down, guys. You got to go thumbs down.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So speaking of people losing arms, legs, fingers, toes, everything else, Kyle texted us over at 73100. When I lived in Henderson, my neighbor would try to make his own grenades. He wasn't really good. Before I moved away, he was down to 4 fingers out of 10.
Oh, God. I think after the first couple, you maybe call it a day.
You're like, yeah. This is not for me.
Also, what are you doing making your own grenades? Like, what is the purpose?
What do you need your own grenades for? My hand is half attached to my arm at the wrist. Got pulled half off by a slow conveyor in a cheese factory.
Oh.
Isn't that even worse than like a combine is a slow conveyor? Because you're like, no, stop.
And also, do you ever eat cheese again?
Do you have just like a
I feel like
you're angry cheese, at it?
I feel like cheese is ruined for you at that point.
I knew a guy that worked in the meat department and cut his finger off. When he was in the ambulance, the medics lost his finger so they couldn't reattach it.
Oh my gosh. How?
Who's carrying it? Should be in a little bag.
Like, hey, man, you had one job.
Hold on to that. I lost my big toenail on a merry-go-round that also bounced up and down. I kept that toenail for years. God, I was a weird girl.
Oh, that's a curl.
Yeah.
I probably would, too.
Yeah.
Of course. Oh, God, you're weird.
In fifth grade, I was playing football with my brother, who was 2 years younger than me in the backyard. I tackled him, and he fell face first onto a rock and bit off the tip of his tongue. Oh. Whoops. Ow, that really hurt.
Oh, God.
One of my former coworkers apparently had a loaded gun in his front pocket of his pants.
Oh,
and went to go grab it. He pulled the trigger.
Only to shoot off
the tip of his little friend.
No. Not the tip.
It didn't used to be this small, baby, I swear.
OBC 2019, Night 1, June 6th, live at the Chelsea Inside the Cosmopolitan. Featured artist, Silver Sun Pickups.
Oh, it's so small now.
Somebody texted us about the whole thing with Chad losing his arm. He said it happens in combat. Guys lose their limbs and they're still in shock. Like, hey, get my arm. And they're oblivious to what's going on around them. That they could die and they're just so calm. Just because they're in shock. So, yeah.
Oh,
Chad saws off his arm and he's just calmly like, well, I should pick up my arm. Call my dad.
Smoke.
Have a smoke.
Yeah.
I'll just hang out here.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, just a couple more here because there's a lot of good ones coming in about people that have lost fingers and arms and toes and legs and all kinds of stuff.
Which a lot of people have experienced that. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I'm surprised by the number. Brian commented on our Facebook page. He said, Patrick Flanagan wins this. And he said, yep, you know it. I cut mine off in a lawnmower like an idiot, and he posted the picture, and
it's
he lost.
Very
graphic. And then he posted the picture of the after the surgery, and he said 142 stitches later, and he's missing all 3 fingers. So his pointer finger, his middle finger, and his ring finger, and he's just got the pinky and the thumb, so it's kind of like the permanent hang loose.
Yeah.
Like, hey, island life, bro.
I mean, you have to have that kind of mentality now.
Yeah, I guess he finds enough humor in it to share that. But the pictures, if you dare, are up on our Facebook page.
Not for the week stuff.
No.
Maybe a little too early.
Yeah.
Maybe not before breakfast.
Yeah.
This one got texted to us. This is Heaven. My mom blew her pointer finger off trying to put a tire on a rim using an air compressor, and it exploded.
Oh.
Yeah.
I feel like there was one here we just got in on our text line as well. I was about 4 years old and chopped my friend's finger off at the second knuckle. Had my bicycle upside down when it was spinning the crank, and my friend stuck his hand into it.
Oh, no.
I used to do that all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. Like, with your brothers, would you put your bike up? Like, why would we even do that?
Put our bikes upside down? No.
And then, like, throw, like, sticks into it to try to, or,
to stop it?
Leaves or whatever, just to try to, I don't know, make a sound.
Have you ever had a close encounter with a metal fan?
Yes.
No.
You know, like the metal blades and fans?
Yeah, you just put your finger there.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Even, like, with the plastic blades. Like, I feel like those could lop a finger off when you have little kid hands, but your finger.
That's why I stick with Dyson. Bladeless.
I had a coworker 12 years ago, a roofer in Washington State. His wife kept hounding him because he would never wear his wedding ring. which can be dangerous in construction, mm-hmm. to the job. One day he finally put it on, went to work, and that day he went to jump on the side of a dumpster, and his ring got caught on a piece of metal and ripped his finger off down to the knuckle. Had a few more surgeries, had to remove the rest of the bones.
He
in his
divorced
hand.
Her, right?
Now it looks.
Tell me he divorced her.
It doesn't say.
Tell me he divorced her.
He said he only has three fingers and a thumb.
I feel like that is cause right there for a divorce. Like, you know your husband works a job where he uses his hands. It's dangerous, and you're so insecure on the job site that he's not wearing his ring. 100%. Divorce her. Divorce her. Right now.
And Ryan said uncle was snorkeling in Tahiti on his anniversary, jump into the water, and his wedding ring got caught on the railing. He went into the water. His finger did not.
Coming up next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So don't wear your wedding rings?
I think that's the moral of the story.
That's why I'm not getting, like, for the one I bought. I bought a soft metal one.
Yeah.
Just because, like, those titanium.
Like, the people that get, like, the titanium ones, you can't cut through them. Like, if you break your finger and it starts to swell up around it, like, how are they going to cut it off?
Yep.
Yeah. That's why you got the soft metal one?
Well, that make it, they're much easier to resize when you get fat.
When you're skinny.
There you go. That too.
Dave and Mahoney.
A sincere thank you to Dennis Lloyd for coming out to the 10-year anniversary party this past Friday over at Top Golf. He was so cool, man, and he was a very, very talented, obviously. That's no secret there, but in an acoustic setting, you really kind of get a sense for, like, how good an artist is. Mm-hmm. And him and his little dude playing the whatever wind instrument that was, not a clarinet, but like a bigger version of a clarinet, but not as big as a saxophone, whatever the thing was.
Oboe?
An oboe, maybe.
Is that an oboe?
Either way.
That was a saxophone.
It was a
saxophone? That was a type of saxophone.
A type of saxophone. Yes. Okay. it was great, man. What a fun set.
It was
what a fun
super
night.
Awesome.
Quick thought here from Russ on Twitter, talking about the people that have lost limbs.
Uh-huh.
He said, I laughed so hard listening to that segment this morning on my way to Starbucks. I had my arm out the window and I slowly put it back in the car.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Hashtag not today.
Not today.
Not today. You're not getting me today.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Morning, guys. Man, that is awesome to know. Thank you so much, dude. I did not know that green bananas had the most health juice stuff in it. Man, I'm pumped. Woo!
Message deleted.
Sometimes little wise words from the web, little motivation, that's all you need to get things going on a beautiful morning like this.
Juicy banana.
Doesn't the thought of eating a not ripe banana kind of make you ill?
Yeah.
A little bit. Just the peeling, I gag thinking about it.
The peeling process where
it's hard.
It doesn't come off and like half of it stays on there. You're like, this is not ready for me yet.
No.
It's not your time.
How do we know that though? That's the weird thing. How our bodies know that is not meant to be put into our mouths.
We still talking about bananas?
Yes.
Okay. Oh.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, everyone. So I want to know if you all do this too, but when I make a phone call now, I have to rehearse the call in my head before I make it. I have conversation points, replies, jokes all planned in my head. Is it just me?
Message deleted.
I feel like I dread every phone call I have to make.
Even with family members?
Specifically with family members.
Really?
My grandma will call me and I'll go to call her back and I'll go right to voicemail and there's just this game of phone tag and I never want to call her back when I don't have 20 or 30 minutes to talk to her. Mm-hmm. But finding just an extra 30 minutes to be able to call and talk, it's just it's stressful. It shouldn't be stressful, but it's stressful.
Okay.
I don't like it.
I have bullet points I want to cover if I'm making a phone call, but I don't know if I have pre-rehearsed jokes that I'm getting ready to.
It's like a 5-minute stand-up routine.
Yeah.
Traditionally. Isn't it crazy when.
Are you trying to order pizza? Or are you just, what are you doing?
I don't even. I won't even order pizza anymore.
Sir, this is a Wendy's.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, everybody. Can you explain to me why people have these crazy infatuations with serial killers? I mean, it's interesting, but these people are monsters.
Message deleted.
It's not just serial killers. It's killers in general. I mean, every movie is either about a bad guy killer that they're trying to catch or a good guy killer who is snuffing out all the bad people, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
It's essentially the plot line for 80% of action movies.
We are, I would say it's something that we don't experience. Most of us don't experience on a firsthand basis.
What, killing somebody?
Yeah, or being around. Oh, yeah. Most of us don't. Yeah. I mean, obviously, sure. It's something that takes place, but I feel like that's why there's that sort of infatuation. I think there's, you know, death, sex. Death and sex are kind of these
what taboo kind of pulls you in?
Subjects that a lot of people just get interested in, you know?
Yeah, because we don't get to kill people, and we don't have that hot of sex on a daily basis. And so let's just watch it on TV, I suppose. Thank you, Game of Thrones.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Let's talk bad habits. I mean, everyone has them. Sylvia smokes crack. We all know that. But what about you, Dave and Mahoney? Like, what are some bad habits you guys have? And are you guys ever going to stop them?
Message deleted.
You have bad habits, Dave?
Sure.
I mean, what is it? Your wine? Or
just drinking too much wine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, outside of that.
Do you procrastinate?
Dave's not so much a procrastinator.
No. Not really.
So that's my bad habit, aside from the crack.
I mean, back when I was in school, I was a procrastinator. Like, I would wait until the night before the paper or the project
because
was
that
due.
Was something you didn't want to do. But, like, traditionally now, it's
most
work,
of the stuff, yeah, it's work-related.
You want to do.
I like the work that I do.
For me, my bad, fast food, man, like, laziness. Like, sloth, laziness, and fast food all kind of wrapped together into one big bad habit that I have. So I don't want to go home and cook, or I don't want, you know, I'm just lazy. It's easy. It's so much easier to drive through somewhere on the way home.
True story. Mahoney and I were on a conference call yesterday.
Oh, God.
And it was like a video conference call at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And I'm like, are you going to dial in? Because we were talking beforehand. And he's like, well, I don't want to dial in for the video conference. I just want to call in on the phone. I'm like, why? Like, I know that you have a perfectly good setup at your house to be able to do that. And he's like, I'm already in my pajamas. And while I was on the phone with him, Postmates showed up at the front door.
I didn't want to see them see me eat, man.
And so it was one of those conference calls that, you know, like when it cuts to you whenever you start talking. But Mahoney wouldn't actually start talking to chime in on something, but the video would cut to him thinking that he was talking because you could hear him eating in the background.
And that's why I just smartly chose not to get on the video.
My man.
KXTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Live from the Dollar Loan Center, don'tbebroke.com studios. Your home for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show and Real Alternative, X107.5.
Dude, that pizza was piping hot, man. Like, I wasn't about to let it get cold.
Hey, what kind of pizza was it?
It was just a pizza delivery, pepperoni pizza place.
Okay.
Oof.
Was it good?
Oh, it was phenomenal. I ate half of it on the phone.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So, poor old Larry King had a heart attack. He suffered a heart attack last Thursday, and his reps are saying he did not go into cardiac arrest. Other people are saying he did. Sources with direct knowledge say he's having difficulty breathing for months and was scheduled to check himself in for an angiogram on Thursday into the hospital, and that was the day where he went down. He was at home getting ready to go to the hospital when he went into cardiac arrest. He was taken by ambulance to the hospital. He's 85 years old, right?
I mean, it's starting to get scary.
Yeah, he's had two heart attacks, but he says he remains vibrant. They say he is in good spirits, but he has had heart issues for the last 30 years.
He, for the last 30 years, has looked 85.
Yep.
Yes.
Like, the key, we've talked about this, the key to looking good when you're old is to look old when you're young.
Yeah.
Have you watched any of his talk show recently?
No. Have you?
It's all online for the most part.
Oh, sure. It's online. Okay.
He does not give a single damn anymore.
No?
Like, none.
I still can't get over the
what does he talk about?
I still can't get over the farting audio from years back. Do you remember that?
Yes.
When he was sitting there on the set at CNN, just... I mean, like, loud, audible farts, and his guests would just have to pretend like they didn't hear it. But the story was he had a fan under his desk because he would just so regularly bust ass.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine being that guest?
No, man.
So a judge has said that the Robert Kraft video from the day spa will stay under wraps. So Robert Kraft thrilled for the first time that there's not a full release. The videos of the New England Patriots owners said that, you know, there's said to be video of him doing certain things, and The judge, Joseph Marks, issued a broad protective order to seal all videos that are part of the felony cases against two women connected to the Orchards of Asia Day Spa. The hearing meant to determine if releasing more than 100 hours of surveillance video was appropriate from both inside and outside the spa, and whether or not that violated anyone's right to privacy in a fair trial. Media organizations now must decide whether they want to appeal that order, and of course they're going to.
100 hours of video, and somebody who was not engaging in the services of that spa are going to be on that.
Of course they are. And yeah. even if it's somebody who just went there for a normal back rub or
rub,
whatever it may be, and they're seen outside of that spa, you would have to assume that the public, if you're judging the public's eyes,
you're guilty.
You're going to be guilty.
Guilty no matter
the
what.
The second you're seen on that video, regardless if that's actually the case.
We need.
I think this judge is doing the right thing.
I like what they do over in Europe. You know, when you're charged with a crime, they don't release the information until you are convicted.
Right.
For the most part, in certain types of crimes. And because here in America, you know, yes, you're innocent until proven guilty.
No, let's not kid ourselves. You're guilty until proven innocent in most cases.
100%, especially when it's a case that becomes, you know, intriguing to the public.
So R. Kelly, this is another case that's been intriguing to the public. He says the reason why he hasn't been following court orders is because he can't read.
Oh!
What?
Yeah, his lawyers claims that he suffers from a learning disability that contributed to the loss in his sexual abuse case in court. The controversial singer's legal team alleged he lost the case in which a woman alleged that he sexually abused her when she was just 16 because he can't read, you
guys.
Okay,
that's why. That's why he did all of this, because he can't read.
Yeah. He didn't know what the laws were.
If you can't read the law,
they don't apply to you. That's how it works.
You're safe.
It's just like if you cover your eyes and you can't see somebody, they can't see you either, right?
Oh, yeah.
This guy is such a clown.
Absolutely. I, the reason he didn't show up to court is because he wanted to try to use this as a defense. Right. And that is just, it's like, also, obviously, this guy is a piece of garbage. He's a repeat offender. He's been convicted in the past.
And it's mind-boggling that people are still supporting him.
Well,
and, like, inviting him to, like,
I can't believe
appearances.
It's,
you know?
It's unreal.
So Woodstock 50 is toast.
But
they're
is
saying,
it though?
I mean,
some people are saying it is.
Like,
some
it's up in the air.
It's not.
The organizers who have already paid out $30 million to artists are saying that it's not because they're still trying to figure it out. Everyone else is saying, yeah, this thing is basically dead on the vine.
Yeah, the investors are out.
Yeah.
But the promoters or whoever are putting it on want to keep it going. That's why we saw the Black Keys pull out, what, a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
And at that moment, like, we were talking amongst ourselves.
I mean, tickets were supposed to go on sale last week. They haven't been able to get any of the permits that they need. Organizers say they've been trying to iron out the logistics while waiting to hear back from the New York State Department of Health. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're not even hearing back from the state, like, you're toast, right? You've already pushed back the ticket sales. You can't. This is going to end up being another fire festival.
We need you to go down. Will you? I drank some mouthwash, got into my car to drive across the island to take one for the team. And I got to his office fully prepared to his.
They need to hire that guy.
Yeah.
He's the fixer. That's the problem. You didn't have Andy King on your team.
That's why this is happening.
The co-founders say, Dave, the fest has not been canceled. So, we will see, but like I said, the Black Keys, which are one of the biggest acts in the world right now, pulled out, and everyone goes, you know, I mean, who worked in the music industry, we go, something ain't right there.
Yeah, and the Black Keys pulled out for scheduling reasons, but then ticket sales get pushed back. They're supposed to go on sale last week. This thing is dead.
Well, the Killers are allegedly headlining night number one, and we may or may not have Brandon Flowers on the show in the next couple days.
Yeah.
So that might be something we ask him about.
Yeah, Brandon Flowers, he might come on the show tomorrow, I think.
Yeah.
And if he does, then that's worth the talk.
Like, hey, are you you guys still playing? You still playing Woodstock?
What's going on with that?
Yeah.
And finally, Vin Diesel just announced that John Cena is going to be joining the Fast and the Furious Nine amid rumors that there is a feud still going on with The Rock. So John Cena is going to step in, and I don't know if The Rock is still going to be a part of it, but they're doing that spinoff now with Hobbs and Shaw with The Rock. So
The Rock and Jason Statham.
Yeah.
Which looks actually a dumb action movie, but it looks good for a dumb action movie. It's interesting, though, because wasn't it Tyrese and The Rock that were having
when did
issues?
The whole Vin Diesel thing happen?
And now
wasn't Vin Diesel and Tyrese also having issues?
I thought it was Vin Diesel and The Rock.
Why is it
Tyrese and The Rock, and now it's The Rock and Vin Diesel.
I can't wait until they all star in Mean Girls.
It's Small Town News.
Man, I miss Small Town News. There's just something so charming about, you know, getting out of the city and going to places where maybe life moves a little bit slower. Maybe charming? Things are a little more simple. Certainly more charming.
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 Okay. Okay.
Let me give you an example.
Okay.
This one takes us to Carlin, Nevada. Population, 2,324 as of 2017, which is when the last census took place in Carlin, Nevada.
I'm not familiar. Where is Carlin, Nevada located?
Ian, how many hours away is Carlin, Nevada?
Oh, it is probably, it's closer to, I would say 5-6 hours. It's in Elko County.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. So here's the big local news that's happening right now
in Carlin.
Yep. The Parks and Recreation Board in the city of Carlin has canceled their regularly scheduled meeting and will now meet on the following Wednesday.
Oh, so that's, I think I got big plans for this Wednesday. Next thing you know, the county board.
Good news, if you wanted some big plans for this upcoming weekend, May 4th at 4 p.m. and May 5th at 2 p.m., the Carlin Spring Ranch Hand Rodeo is going on.
Hand rodeo?
Ranch. I heard Robert Kraft is going to be there. I don't
know. Is that what we're calling it now, the hand rodeo? Yeah. When I'm lonely and alone at home, wife's out of town.
Yeehaw,
it's time
cowboy.
For the hand rodeo.
The 2019 Country Under the Stars is happening.
Oh, it sounds nice.
Tickets are $35 online, $40 at the gates.
Really?
And there's no music yet. They're still working on that.
It's the Fire Festival of Carlin. Here we go.
Fully prepared. Robert?
Does that come with a hand rodeo?
Yeah.
Sadly, they announced the passing of Dorothy Rae Jones. She was born on August 23rd, 1946 in Emily, Nevada. And they talk about her parents and her family who was survived by her. She was known affectionately as Granny Goose.
Okay.
Oh,
and throughout her adult life, she worked at grocery stores, and she was known as, quote, the best meat cutter we ever knew. Took good care of the folks in Carlin. Her motto was, and I quote, no one will go hungry on my watch.
Granny Goose.
Very
nice.
Granny Goose.
Rest in peace.
There is a trailer park, which is the Maggie Creek Mobile Home Park, and it is a real dump. I mean,
Dave?
I mean, I'm looking at the pictures, and it is awful.
Maggie Creek Mobile Home Park.
However, the people that live there love it, and maybe because they offer perks like this. Hi, tenants. I don't know if you know, but we have referral specials. If you rent here and you refer a good renter for each month they rent for us, you get $50 off rent for 6 months while you both rent here. Hmm. That's pretty good, right?
Nice $300 kickback. Very nice.
And Ashley gave the Maggie Creek Mobile Home Park a 5-star review, even though she hasn't lived there in 13 years.
Okay.
I rented a trailer from there when we were switching owner in 2005-2006, and I got to give it props because the manager is amazing. The house are wonderful. I would rent a place from them again. Smiley face.
What makes you decide to go back? Where was that review on? Was that a Google review, a Yelp review, a Facebook review?
Yep, Ian? That was a Facebook review, Mahoney.
What makes you go back to the Maggie Creek Mobile Home Park?
13 years after the fact.
I'm going to give that a review.
I've been thinking a lot about the old Maggie Creek Mobile Home Park.
She had a great time there.
And finally, probably the crown jewel, if you will, of lovely Carlin is the Peacock Lounge.
What's going on at the Peacock Lounge?
This one comes from Jamie. Awesome place.
Is this where the hand rodeo is going down?
Well, actually, it's funny you mentioned that because there's a picture of two middle-aged people just straight up making out in the middle of the Peacock Lounge.
Yeah,
I don't know why they're just
sometimes you're in love,
kissing,
man.
But that's the picture.
The love flows through.
Maybe
you,
they
Dave.
Met there.
That's the picture that Jamie decided to post. Awesome place, slow service, awesome bartenders. What? However, don't come here and expect to be waited on promptly. Not their style, but awesome bar. All right.
Okay. It's not their style, Dave. They take things slow.
Not every
review. Peacock Lounge.
Not every review of the Peacock Lounge is positive, though.
Oh, we got some negative
ones. What happened?
Janice posted, I don't suggest this place to anyone. People here talk way too much about other people. Puts them down, makes you feel unwelcome. That's including some of the management. Horrible experience. It was never that way, but they'll add up and they'll get to you. And that's a bad experience to start. And the Peacock Lounge clapped back. Seriously, our establishment is not a 1-star rating. The post was made by a disgruntled ex-employee. When you steal from your place of business, you're most likely not going to receive a welcoming feeling from management. #. Hope that steak tasted good.
Oh! Oh, take that, Jim!
Oh, thanks!
Your face, Jim!
Mahoney.
Your face!
No!
Your fat, steak-eating face!
I want a trailer park named after me. Just throwing that out there if anybody is opening one up. The Mahoney.
The Mahoney Slums.
The Mahoney Creek.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So, good news all the way around. Wynn and Encore saying, you know what? This whole paid parking thing was a really dumb idea.
Was.
Wynn Resorts will allow free self-parking for everyone at its strip properties without restrictions starting tomorrow. As it stands, self-parking is free for overnight guests and patrons who spend $50 or more, including on food, shopping, and gambling. Anyone else pays a fee of up to $18 a day.
Oh my God.
The gates at the self-parking garage at Wynn and Encore will be removed. A Wynn spokesperson said valet will remain free for overnight guests, with non-hotel guests receiving the ticket validation if they spend $50 at a Wynn property. Following a trend among strip resorts, Wynn said charging for parking in August of 2016, probably not a great idea, and it is definitely affecting the number of people who come to our properties.
You know, who said this was going to affect your bottom line? Everyone.
Jason Mahoney.
Yeah. Well, me. Mostly and literally everyone else. Because you have alienated a large portion of your base. Being locals, I haven't been to almost any of the properties in the 2 years that this has been going on since they instituted charging for parking unless I had to for work.
Sure. You would rather just go to like Town Square or downtown Summerlin.
You know where I go?
Or the Venetian, the Palazzo, or the Palm.
The Station Casinos or any of that stuff. There's a lot of options. I honestly don't think I've been to the Wynn or Encore in the past 2 years. And it's not just because of the parking. There's just something about that extra kick in the junk. I mean, I'll gladly walk into a casino and I'll donk off $500 playing blackjack, and I'll just chalk that up as my entertainment money.
Yes,
but if you charge me $20 when I'm leaving,
it's principle. And there's very few when it comes down to principle for me, is that's where there is no rationing it. You know, you're not going to be able to convince me because it's a principle thing, and I'm done. I'm just done with this.
Yeah,
because you can take my money. Like even playing slots down there. Like I've lost a ton of money at the Palazzo and the Venetian in the last 2 years. Just going there, grabbing something to eat, then playing slots on the way out. I know I shouldn't be playing slots down on the casino, down on the strip. I know that's where I'm getting the worst odds, but you know, I like playing slots.
Yeah, that's your thing.
So
yeah.
Anyway, I think MGM and I think Caesars will reverse this eventually because
we saw MGM's latest, right? With their whole
1,000 people are gone.
MGM 2020. Yeah. So that they cut 254 people. A lot of people that I knew that I was friends with that got axed just last week.
Yep.
And now they're saying there's going to be 3x that.
264?
254, I think.
Really? Something like that last week. And now it's going to be 1,000 by the summer.
1,000 by June.
So,
that's brutal.
Yeah. Maybe rethink how you treat locals. Because guess what? There's still 2 million plus people here who live here, who have money, who want to spend their money and support other people who are employed here in Las Vegas.
Absolutely.
But you know what? Town Square, that place is thriving. Downtown Summerlin. Yep. Also, you know, and those are places that we go, well, I don't need to go down there because guess what? Now there's great restaurants at all over town, and they're not just confined to the strip. So.
That being said, I still love the strip. There's lots of things down there. We're at that Topgolf on Friday. You know, that's right off the strip.
They don't charge for parking.
They sure don't. But that's the thing is, like, there's a lot of great things down there. So I like to see that these casinos are taking the cue and saying, you know what? This is a waste of time. Instead of nickel and diming people for an extra $16, let's get the people into the casino, let them have a good time, eat and drink and be merry, and then not just...
Yeah, I'm paying $9 for a beer to begin with.
Right. Yeah.
Like, come on.
That's ridiculous.
It's about the principle, not about the money.
You want people from L.A. to drive up, too. Yeah. There's a huge chunk of people who drive up every week, every weekend from L.A., and that traffic is down. And I feel 100% that is directly correlated to these parking fees.
Yeah, I think the parking fees need to go away. I think all the resort fees need to go away as well.
You can't. Got to pay for the stadium.
Well, roll it into the price of the room, though. So that way, like, the most annoying thing for me is the bait and switch. And that goes for, like...
Yeah, here's a $40 room that's now $110.
Right. It's like when you book a ticket on one of those super discount airlines, and then they charge you for literally everything along the way.
Yeah, that's where they get you.
And then you end up not getting a deal, and you have a bad experience. Like, that's what I don't like. Just tell me how much it costs,
yep.
And then I'll pay that.
But people don't like being lied to.
No.
or bamboozled.
I'm glad to see that somebody is doing a better
job. Good
job, win. Yep. Nevada Gaming taking a slight dip in March, so took less than last month, less than they did in March of 2018, last year rather. According to a new report, the State Gaming Control Board said that the win came at just under under the $1 billion that it took for March of the previous year. So it was $1.023 billion for this March, and it was down from $1.2 billion from the same month last year. So slight dip, nothing to be worried about. And again, you guys just won $1 billion in March. Chill with the parking.
And you're laying off 1,000 people on top of that, too. Come on, guys.
Caesars and UNLV, they're building a hotel casino education hub in Southwest Las Vegas. So the idea is teaming with UNLV to create a gaming and hospitality technology innovation space. It's going to be a 43,000 square foot education hub, and it'll feature like mock hotel rooms, a casino floor, and a sports book, according to officials. They dubbed it Blackfire Innovation, and it's going to be the idea of just like teaching kids what it's like to work in a real casino.
We already have one of the best, you know, hotel management and food and beverage programs in the world here. You know, continuing that on, I think, is absolutely great. But let's show some of that hospitality, right?
I think we do a pretty good job overall.
We do a good job. Treat locals better. That's all I'm saying. Treat locals better.
Do you really get treated poorly? I mean, I know that the outside of the
charging for the parking and $9 for a beer. Yeah, man.
They're not going to stop charging $9 for a beer.
Which, again, like I said, $9 for a beer, fine if you're not charging me for parking. Cool.
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 Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's what keeps you from driving drunk. You can only afford one beer.
True.
Works out great.
Hear my
Cover your ears.
John is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, John? How you doing, man?
Hey, good. Good morning, guys.
I understand that you play this game in the car fairly regularly, and so you're feeling pretty good today.
I feel pretty good about it, but sometimes they're just so darn bad, I have no idea what it is.
Well, for those that are new to this, it's a game where we find cover songs that have been uploaded to the different platforms online, and we'll pull them down, and we stick to popular alternative songs.
Yeah.
And it's not as easy as you'd think to figure out what the song and the artist is because, like John said, they're just so bad sometimes. But we have three that we're going to play for you today. If you get two out of the three, you win just like that.
Okay.
Are you ready for your first song?
I am ready.
Half point for a song and artist combination, or song or artist, and then a full point for getting them both at the same time. Here we go with song number one.
My love is a lie taker. Can't confront you, I never could do that which might hurt you, so try and be cool when I say this way.
That's 30 seconds right there, so we'll go ahead and stop it. You got it?
I got it. That one's actually pretty easy.
Go for it.
That's Weezer, Say It Ain't So.
There it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't that bad, right?
An interesting interpretation. Some of the guitar playing a little
really
off.
Bad. Yeah. Really bad guitar.
But the lyrics on.
Vocals?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wouldn't say it was good vocals, but the lyrics were the right
lyrics. They
were there.
They got the right lyrics. Yeah. All right, so a full point there. If you get a full point on this next one, you'll win it outright in just two. Here we go.
See, you won't get up the county because you're bad and free. You got a new horizon, it's ephemeral style. Melancholy town where we never smile. All I wanna hear is a message beep. I dream that got a kiss because I don't get sleep now.
Yes.
Windmill, windmill for the land. Turn forever hand in hand. Take it all in on your stride. It is ticking for.
Ooh, okay. What do you got?
Oh, dude, I got nothing. All I heard was a bunch of slurred words.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was pretty rough.
It was hard.
That was easy.
That was Feel Good Inc. from the Gorillaz.
So easy.
Okay.
God, yeah. You're awful.
What?
So he's not awful. No, he's
you're
not.
You're awful.
So bad at
Shut
this
up,
game.
Mahoney.
Super
you're
easy.
You're the worst.
God, you guys are all stupid.
You suck.
Thanks, Mahoney.
All right, here we go. Third and final one. Let's get the win.
My name's Mary Pace, and I care what you think. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when our mama sang us to sleep, but now it's just out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when our mama sang us to sleep, but now it's just out.
We'll stop it there. That's 30
oh,
seconds.
That beautiful.
So, oh, God, I want to hear the rest of that.
I know. It's so good. For the win.
Right. 21 Pilots stressed out.
You did it. Mother's
gonna ever keep you down. I believe in you. I knew you weren't the absolute worst.
Sure. You called him the absolute worst because he got one wrong.
No, I said he was, whatever.
Congratulations to you, John. Well done today, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
KXTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Live from the Dollar Loan Center, don'tbebroke.com studios. Your home for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show and Real Alternative, X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So I don't know if we need things like time travel, but one person from NASA who is a NASA scientist says that time travel is indeed possible.
How so?
So there is the atomic clock in the International Space Station, and she's using that to verify her theory. She reached the conclusion that the speed of light is changing while working at NASA. The scientists analyzed lasers that bounced off reflectors left by astronauts on the moon, which appeared to show the moon was moving too fast. But when she compared it to various experiments on Earth using fossils, observations of ancient eclipses, and computer simulations, she found it was actually moving more slowly. It led her to believe that the speed of laser light slowing has caused the moon to appear to be moving faster. This, she claimed, could have a huge significance when it comes to time travel.
I thought it was going to be something like a DeLorean or something cool.
Yeah,
right? Like moon lasers? Come on.
And not even like definitive proof like, oh, it may be going slower. Maybe it's just getting older. Maybe it's decided to take its time.
One thing this says is that we can certainly move forward in time and that we can also change the rate we move forward in time.
We can move forward in time. You don't say. Like right now?
Like currently?
Like right now? Things?
Like right now?
Hold on, wait.
What?
Just move forward.
Move
Look
forward.
At me. Boom.
Move forward.
Older.
Wow.
Wiser.
God, we should work for NASA.
It doesn't say anything about going back in time, which is what the real appeal is, right?
Yeah
you want
to... Like I just want to go back to 2002 and be like, I have an iPhone in your face, bitch.
Like, think about this. Like, we were born in the 80s.
Yeah.
Or, well, I was born in the
79. 80s.
Yeah. But I was born in 81.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the 80s were pretty cool. Early 90s were pretty awesome. And if I was just thinking about it, like, jumping ahead from, like, 1995 or 1996 to 2019... What an awful time travel. Right? Nothing's really that new.
Nothing has really gotten that
Everybody's
much better.
Everybody's angrier.
Right?
And it just
like, what
sucks.
Is Twitter? And why is everyone screaming at each other all
why
the time?
Why are you taking pictures of your food?
Yeah, I don't feel like going forward in time has the appeal that it used
Wait, you
to.
You ignore your kids because of Instagram? What is that? No.
Oh.
Never
so
mind.
You post pictures. I mean, tell me more about this. Posting pictures of your ass in online so people, complete strangers, can see.
What do you mean the chicks who were in the Miss Booty in Brazil got into a big fight because
what?
One of the chicks had ass implants? None of this makes any sense to me.
Yeah going. I don't want to ever go forward in time. Not that going back in time. I mean, going
back in time
to like
awesome.
the '90s.
So, yeah, because
the 90s.
If you had the knowledge, your current knowledge. And you could go back in time, like it's very powerful, right?
Yeah.
About where the world's going. And really, I mean, just having like the book from Back to the Future with all the sports bets that are going to hit.
And even
that's all you need.
Well, if you go back in time, are you present? Like, are you still? So it's going to be two Daves? It's going to be like old Dave and then like future Dave?
Yeah. No, the future Dave would be the old Dave.
Yeah, but I know
past
everywhere
Dave,
I went,
well,
so
Dave,
I'm never going to run into myself.
Yeah. I feel like Jeopardy James. Is somebody who's traveled back in time.
That's what he's just weird grin?
He's just a total dweeb. And what he chose to use is his knowledge of the questions in advance. And this is how he's blown it. Jeopardy James.
No.
You weird alien. Why do you smile like that?
If you want to, I mean, I think he's only made
smile.
Like $1.2 million so far. He could make that pretty easy on like, you know, just betting on a horse race.
Yeah.
You know, hit like a superfecta with like a $5 bet down.
So Americans are getting more inactive, and computers are partially to blame for this. We're becoming increasingly sedentary, meaning that we don't get up and get outside like we used to. And part of it is that you don't really have to, right? And this actually, there was an additional study done about teenagers and driving. You remember how exciting it was when you were younger?
It was a game changer.
The concept of just getting your first bike.
Yeah.
Yeah, because your first wheels,
you
right?
go freedom. Slightly further away.
But then when you got your permit and your driver's license, like that was real freedom.
Yeah.
But teenagers today aren't really that into it. And part of it is because, same thing, phones and computers, they have so much access to other people and what's going on in their lives that they don't have to drive to somebody else to find out what they're doing. Yeah. Like for us when we were younger, when there wasn't iPhones and when everything wasn't connected like it is, if you wanted to know what was going on with your buddy Timmy, you'd have to drive over there and be like, hey, man, what are you doing?
What's up?
Well, not even.
How's life, bro?
I haven't seen you.
Maybe not even so much that. If you wanted to meet people,
yeah,
there was, you know, when we were growing up, there were congregation spots where you would go. You knew that there were going to be other young people your age.
Do you
age.
Remember hanging out at places like the Dairy Queen parking lot or yes. the gas station parking lot just because attractive girls may drive by?
Yes.
Be like,
the mall. We would go to a mall on a Friday night and walk around the mall for hours just to try to meet girls from other schools.
Yeah.
Because you didn't have you had no other way unless you were at a party, but I never got invited to parties.
Oh.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Oh. Why?
It's because I was too cool.
Oh, yeah,
they didn't want me to come there and ruin the vibe for everybody else and like have all the attention on me. So,
Seems likely. But now
you can just get on Facebook and everybody's in one place.
Yeah.
DMs.
Or if you want to go somewhere, just call, call Uber or Lyft.
It's just like the parties from back in the day. Everyone's in the same place, screaming at each other, and no one's getting laid.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
By popular request, we have the full version from the Cover Your Ears snippet of 21 Pilots and Stressed Out.
I mean, this may be the best cover song we've heard ever.
Let's see if it holds up.
Who sings this, Ian? Who is the artiste?
This is a European gentleman by the name of Hermand.
How many views did this have on YouTube?
Now, Hermand is actually quite talented when it comes to electronics, but it's his voice that makes this really terrible. Mm-hmm. This particular video has just about 6,000 views.
Okay, so not bad.
A little bit of traction.
I'm going to make a bold prediction here. First time that Hermand is getting radio play in the United States of America.
Let's hear it. Make this guy famous internationally.
Hermand.
I wish I found some better sounds no one's ever heard. I wish I had a better voice that sang some better words. I wish I found some chords in an order that is new. I wish I didn't have to rhyme every time I sing. I was told when I got older all my fears would shrink, but now I'm insecure and I care about people think. My name's Mary Face and I care what you think. My name's Mary Face and I care what you think.
Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when our mama sang us to sleep, but now it's just out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when our mama sang us to sleep, but now it's just out.
Sometimes a certain smell will take me back to when I was young. How come I never be able to identify where it's coming from? I'd make a candle out of it if I ever found a toy to sell it. Never sell out of it, I'd probably only sell one. It would be to my brother, cause we have the same nose, same claws, homegrown, the stones, far from the creep we used to roam. But it would remind us of if nothing really mattered. Out of student loans and treehouse homes, we all would take the ladder.
My name's Larry Face and I am a hero thing.
Yeah.
My name's Larry Face and I care what you think.
Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when our mama sang us to sleep but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when our mama sang sleep, but now we're stressed out.
Used to play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at our face, singing,
wake up, you need to make money.
Yeah. Used to play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at our face, singing,
wake up, you need to make money.
Yeah.
Wish we could turn back time to the good old days
When our mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time.
Time.
To the good old days. When our mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
We used to play pretend, money. We used to play pretend, wake up, you need the money. Used to play pretend, money. We used to play pretend, wake up, you need the money. Used to play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly far away. Used to dream of outer space, but then they're laughing at our face, saying,
wake up, you need to make money.
Yeah.
Making his debut on American radio, that is Harman. Then we have some instant feedback. The first thoughts from the American audience come to us from Logan, who's on the phone with us right now. Hello, Logan.
Oh, God, that was, oof, that sounded exactly like black licorice taste.
You mean amazing?
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
It was beautiful.
Game changing.
Nothing I've ever heard. Mm-hmm. I have a new favorite artist now.
I think you need to call Harman. You need to call in a Bossy Rossi a little bit later on today when he's here in the studio doing his lowly rated 3-hour show.
Yeah.
And let him know that you would like to hear more Harman here on X107.5.
Power rotation, as they call
yes.
it.
Stop request.
Yes.
There we go. Get that man a record deal now.
Thank you for the call, Logan.
Oh, thank you very much.
Coming up next on the David Mahoney Morning Show.
I mean, we probably could have got by with just another 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was good.
Just because I know that it's going to make Bossy Rossi mad, I thought, let's go for the full 3 minutes and 21 seconds.
You do know that the Billboard Music Awards are in town right now.
So there's a whole bunch of our colleagues that are here that hopefully have tuned over to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show for the very first time.
This is why we're better than you.
Yeah. Take that, competition.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, everyone. I think there is no greater loss in a person's life than losing a favorite shirt. It just seems to happen sometimes. Maybe you're drunk, take it off, and forget where you left it. Other times, they simply just disappear. Do you think there's a heaven for t-shirts, and all of my favorites are going to be up there waiting for me?
Message deleted.
That would really be something. Like if you get reunited with your favorite, I would expand it because I don't lose t-shirts that much because that's the last thing that you take off. But
hoodies,
mm-hmm. jackets, gloves, hats, like aww. You know, all of that stuff.
Socks.
That yeah, sure.
Pants.
My gloves.
Pants.
Boxers.
Oh boy, Mahoney is nude from the waist down.
Oh God.
Oh no.
Oh, don't look.
I told you we shouldn't have invited him.
I feel like your shirts get pilfered by girlfriends, exes. Things of that
oh, yeah.
nature.
Yeah,
that's
we'll
usually
steal.
Where most of them go.
We'll
yeah.
steal stuff.
You will?
Yeah, like hoodies or...
Don't steal my hoodie, man.
Are you talking from your significant other or just from like random people? You're like...
No, you significant other.
Oh, like you shouldn't put that people. Hoodie down, idiot.
Now I'm warm.
Why is it so hard to find the perfect hoodie, too? Like, you would yeah. think that it's like they're one of the most simplest items of clothes. Like, they just be one color. And have two strings and a zipper, and it should be good.
Should
but
be
to
good.
Find the perfect one.
The perfect one.
The most perfect hoodie I have found has been the American Apparel fleece-lined hoodie. But the only problem that makes it not the absolute perfect hoodie is that it is fleece-lined, so it makes it very soft, but it's way too hot for even a day where it's yeah. like 75.
Yeah. The hoodie has to be... The perfect thickness, too, though, right? Because, like what you're saying, it can't be something that you can't wear on a day when it's 73 degrees, but it also has to be able to keep you warm when it drops down mm-hmm. to, like, 55.
Also, about your hoodie, it feels like they shrink every time you wash them.
It's a shame.
I don't feel like you can wash hoodies.
You almost can't. Every time I do, I regret it.
Like, once they get to the point of you know, smelling or whatever, because maybe you went camping and got yeah. some of the smoke on it or whatever, you almost have to throw it away.
Do you try to salvage it with Febreze?
Febreze, just Febreze the hell out of it.
Just go
buck wild.
What about
the stains?
Yeah.
Like, what about
the stains?
Yeah.
What kind of camping right. trip are you having?
The fun right. kind.
Your presidential intern? What
after the tone.
What are you talking about?
Hey, guys. Does anyone know what happened to Rick Moranis, a guy from Little Shop of Horrors and Honey, I Shrunk the Kids? Poof. He's gone.
Message deleted.
Interesting story.
Actually, it's a pretty fascinating story with Rick Moranis.
Yeah, Rick Moranis, you know, I mean, he was on top of the world, one of the funniest guys ever. His wife passed.
And he had made enough money in Hollywood where he decided that when his wife passed, he was obviously the lone parent left for his kids, and he wanted to spend time with his kids and basically just said, I quit. I've made enough money. These movies are going to, you know, offer residuals for probably the rest of my lifetime. I'm out. Yep. And he just quit. Just quit Hollywood.
Raised his kids and kind of moved away from the spotlight, you know. And you don't hear a lot of stories about that. And I thought he was a phenomenal actor, a hilarious comedian.
Yeah.
And, you know, and above all that, a better person.
And a great dad. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And honestly, what other actors come along that really have iconic roles, like the role that he played in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, that are like part of your childhood?
Man. Right? Like, yeah, Little Shop of Horrors. Yes.
Spaceballs.
Like, Spaceballs.
Yeah, yes. Oh my God, yes, I forgot about Spaceballs. Mm-hmm. Like, he did enough.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rick Moranis.
Thank you for everything. Yes.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You know how they say that it's impossible to lick your own elbow? Well, I've debunked that myth myself. I've been licking my elbow for many years now, and I think you guys should just try it. You know, it just takes a little bit of practice.
Message deleted.
I don't believe you.
No.
Send video proof. Don't try it, Dave.
This is how you dislocate
your shoulder, man. Oh,
your tongue, no.
Also, if you do learn that you can do that, you're going to be real popular in prison.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
So they have finally banned smoking at Disney parks.
Are you kind of surprised that it's not banned already?
Yes.
Yeah.
Every time that I've been to Disneyland, I'm like, why are you smoking here? This seems wildly inappropriate.
Yeah. There's a bunch of kids running
there's
around.
Children all over the place.
And they're inhaling your smoke.
The fact that they just allowed beer to be at Disney parks.
Well, that's not necessarily. There's beer at Disneyland, but it's technically outside the original footprint of Disneyland. It's going to be Star Wars Galaxy Edge.
Well, and it's also at California Adventure. Yes. You can get over there. But the fact that...
It's been at California Adventure for a while.
But you still can't have beer and wine in the original footprint, is that right?
No, you cannot. You will have to drink it inside the cantina, from what I understand, at Disneyland.
That is stupid.
I believe it was the wishes of Walt, from what I understand.
But smoking.
Because think
go
about
nuts.
That.
Go nuts with all of the airborne cancer. That's fine.
That's cool.
All the toxins for the young lungs. That's cool.
They're cutting it out.
Yeah, they're cutting it out.
Which I feel like is a good move because...
I'm just surprised it took this long.
Kind of the same way.
Yeah. So over in China, they have some interesting philosophies on things.
What's
and
that?
They just recently said they put out a new list of things that would label you as an extremist. And I'll give you a couple of the things on this list, and you guys tell me if you think that this does, in fact, qualify you as an extremist. Having a beard and owning a compass.
Oh, boy. I'm an extremist.
Gives you an extremist tendency in China. They put out a list of 48 suspicious signs.
So suspicious. So these are you are going to be on China's like to watch list.
Extremist tendencies: owning a tent.
Okay.
Telling others not to swear. Speaking with someone who has traveled abroad.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Owning welding equipment. I think we can all agree on that. Telling others not to sin.
I mean, I like to wear those masks on a weekend night. See the sparks fly. If you know what I'm saying.
Sparks flew. Tensions ran high.
Just alone.
Owning extra food.
Okay.
Eating breakfast before the sun comes up, you extremist.
You monster. How dare you, terrorist.
Nearly knowing someone who has traveled abroad.
Nearly knowing?
Merely.
Oh, merely.
Yeah.
Not nearly. I think my neighbor might have traveled to Australia once.
Terrorist. They took our jobs.
Publicly stating that China is inferior to some other country.
Oh,
also, owning a knife.
What kind of little junk complex does China have? You can't say that China is inferior to other countries.
This just sounds like a jealous girlfriend or boyfriend, right?
Yeah, like putting down rules.
Tell me I'm the best.
I'm the best, don't you?
I'm the best you've ever had, right? Right? Right, Miranda?
Sending Miranda a petition that complains about local officials. Having too many children. Yeah. Abstaining from alcohol.
What?
Abstaining from alcohol.
Not allowing officials to sleep in your bed.
What? No.
Eat your food and live in your house. If you abstain from cigarettes, if you have the WhatsApp app, acting sad when your parents die. What? You can't act sad when your parents die?
What are you supposed to do when they die?
watching a video filmed abroad, or wearing a scarf in the presence of the Chinese flag.
Okay, a scarf.
Yes. Yeah,
I mean, if it's one of those infinity scarfs, I get it. You are 100% a fashion terrorist.
Fashion terrorist.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I feel like if a fashion terrorist should be shortened to fascist almost,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay.
A fashionista.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, it's time for another show. You can get set up with some tickets for Taking Back Sunday. Here is the question.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
You have bad habits, Dave?
Sure.
Dave's not so much
not really.
So that's my bad habit, aside from the crack.
So, I drink too much wine every night. Mahoney, sloth-like every day. Sylvia said this was her bad habit. What was that? 702-791-1075. Is the phone number. Taking Back Sunday, coming to town this weekend. Going to be over at the House of Blues May 4th and 5th. And you not only get some tickets to the show, but also potentially some meet and greet passes. Oh, that is a grand prize.
Very nice.
That'll be fun.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, looks like a good weekend with Taking Back
Bust
Sunday.
Out first your swooped emo haircuts from back in the day. Your Misfits T-shirt, your leather bracelets and your studded bracelets, and maybe your wallet chain.
Or if you didn't keep that stuff, just a quick stop at Hot Topic before you go to the show.
Man, deck yourself out, treat yourself,
mm-hmm. Look good, feeling good.
The guyliner.
Oh yeah, the eyeliner.
You still like guys with guyliner on, Sylvia?
Yes, you do.
I don't.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do. Talk about people like the Johnny Depp all the time who wear guyliner.
Yeah, he wears it, but I would prefer he didn't wear it.
Okay.
You wouldn't bang Johnny Depp in his Captain Jack Sparrow costume?
I mean, if he's in his Captain Jack Sparrow. All right.
What about one of those guys like at Disneyland that just plays?
No, not the same.
You sure?
It's not the same.
Okay.
Only the original Dave.
Yeah, man.
X107.5, good morning. This is Sylvia's bad habit. What did she say it was?
Procrastination.
There you go. You're the best around.
Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best. That's the worst, man.
I feel like the people who impersonate Johnny Depp and that character of Captain Jack Sparrow are in much better shape and have their lives more together than the actual Johnny Depp at this point.
Yes, yeah. Totally.
Yeah, I feel like Johnny Depp kind of embraced that character a little too much.
Became the
living,
character.
You're living the gimmick.
Yeah. What is your name?
Susan.
Susan, thank you for listening today. Enjoy the show this weekend.
Thank you.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
Dave and Mahoney.